This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The Wall Street editorial board begins with this observation. The laws of economics continue to exist even when politicians ignore them. What they're talking about is the decision in California to increase the fast food minimum wage to $20 an hour. When the editors predicted the inevitable outcome, the governor's office claimed that they were pushing a false narrative. Now reality has set in and the predictions have come true. Over the years, I've written commentaries about progressive attempts in cities like Seattle and Portland to raise the minimum wage significantly. The results are always the same. Some benefit, but most others do not. Owners cut back the number of workers and the number of hours of those who remain. The prices go up. California is no different. An Associated Press dispatch last week reported that California fast food franchises have been cutting worker hours after the wage mandate took place. A Del Taco manager slashed the number of workers for each shift by half. A Jersey Mike's franchise owner reduced morning and evening shifts, reducing his staff by 20 workers and raising prices. The greatest harm is to those who lose their job. Research done by Beacon Economics recently found that California's minimum wage law does particular harm to teenagers. In the past 2 years, unemployment among 16 to 19-year-olds nearly doubled. As the editors noted, instead of flipping burgers, more California teens will be flipping through TikTok videos. Think of your first few jobs. Like me, your only job skills were probably a strong back and a good work ethic. We probably weren't worth $20 an hour, but we did learn from skills that made us successful today. Many young people won't get that opportunity because of this law. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of patriot preachers, go to viewpoints.info/patriotpreachers. Viewpoints.info/patriotpreachers.